The badger maid steered the craft to the opening of the inlet. Diggs sniffed, unimpressed by his friend's observation.
I'd stick to the main current if I were you. Then we may get some flipping where what?
Ambrovina parted the reeds as she replied.
Well, I'm not you, and I want to look about here before we carry on. Look at this, my friend.
She pulled out a dripping reed net, squirming with streamlife and tiny fishes. Diggs inspected it.
Very clever, I'm sure. Who do you suppose it belongs to?
Ambrovina put the net back into the water.
I've no idea, but my feelings tell me we may find out more by following this side stream.
The irrepressible Diggs winked at her.
Indeed we may, ma'am. And we might stumble over some victuals, too. Do you know, I'm blinking famished.
The badger maid blinked in mock astonishment.
You don't say. I'd never have believed it if you hadn't mentioned it. Now, get paddling and keep quiet.
Whilst Ambrovina poled their craft through the reedy vegetation, Diggs dabbed at the water with a twig, muttering darkly.
Never have believed it. Shows how much you know. Of course you wouldn't remember old Woofy Cockleshaw, sergeant in the Long Patrol he was, and a jolly nice chap too. He missed dinner 3 times on the run, faded away to a mere shadow, ended up no more than a pair of ears with bony paws sticking out. Old Woofy couldn't abide rhubarb crumble, you know. Used to give me his when they served it in the mess. A friend right to the end was Woofy. It's probably those extra bells of rhubarb crumble that kept me going, what?
The badger maid was about to give her talkative companion a sharp prod with the paddling pole. When an odd sound reached her, she turned to Diggs.
Hush! Did you hear that? There it goes again.
It was a mad, high-pitched cackle. Diggs made what he deemed to be a shrewd observation.
Coming from up ahead, what? Now, at least some beast sounds to be jolly well enjoying themselves. Just listen to that. Blooming chap must be sitting on a feather.
Ambrovina backed water, halting the willow trunk at the end of the channel. The island stood out plainly in the midst of the water meadow. She and Diggs stayed hidden, peering from the shelter of a bulrush patch at the strange scene. Triggered Frapp was holding Diggler the mouse babe by his tail, dangling him over the water. The young ones were pleading with him, with Tura calling out,
All right, stop that and we'll do as you say.
The scabrous hedgehog began striking the pond surface with his staff, shouting insanely,
I'll teach you to obey me. Once a day at eventide, that's when you eat. When I tells you to stop work, is that clear?
Jiddle replied anxiously,
We hear ye, sir. Please don't do that to Diggler. He's only a babe.